That's fairly. You've already spoken about the upper part of the barn, haven't
yeah.
you? You described that.
Oh,
as
you want to refer to the lower part of the barn. You call those stalls.
Mm-hmm.
They had partitions in between, and they had a manger. The manger was where they put the hay in.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of each manger, there was a built-in box about this wide and about that long, I suppose, and perhaps that deep. And that was for putting corn or bran or wheat or whatever you was going to feed the horse in the way of grain. And then Dad always kept water buckets at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a hydrant in the barn, and he would always fill these water buckets at night, see that they had plenty of hay. Now, Dad only fed the horses grain just in the morning, at noon, and of an evening. But then he would see that they had plenty of hay to nibble on during the night.
I see.
But then the grain box was usually empty. They'd eat all that, and then he'd set a bucket of water in there so they'd have water at night. That was, I think that's one reason we had nice horses. My father was very particular to see that they had plenty of water all the time. And a horse likes water. They drink a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
he gave them quite good care. You were speaking
yeah.
of the hay. Now what do you call these, what did you grow up calling the mounds of hay out in the field?
We call them hay sacks. That is, when the hay was cut and put up, we'd refer to them as haystacks. However, they were referred to, a lot of people would refer to them, the smaller ones, as hay doodles.
The smaller ones?
The smaller ones.
Now, but the larger ones would really be large, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, the large ones would be, oh, I suppose, 8, 10, 12 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have several tons of hay on them, see?
Yeah.
We had clover hay. Made out of red clover, but you had to be very careful about feeding red clover to horses because it was very rich, and I don't remember if a horse got too much, it would make them sick somewhere. Or I've forgotten. I've heard my father.
What do they call that? Founder?
Founder, yeah. They would founder themselves. But the hay that was used mostly then by well-fed horses was what we call Timothy hay.
Uh-huh.
I guess a few farmers had it in there.